Next is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, first chapter, text number 43, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 30th, 1973, in London, England.
Translation. O Krishna, maintainer of the people, I have heard by the cyclic succession that those who destroy family traditions dwell always in hell.
So, family tradition, whose family tradition? Manisha. Family, Manisha, those who are human beings, they are what family, and family, rituals, kula dharma, jati dharma, just like chaturbandham maya system, guna karma vibhaga. This is meant for the human being, manushana, not for the animals. So, unless the human society accepts these principles of varnasana dharma ordained by Krishna, the Supreme Lord, he is not considered amongst the human beings. They are as good as animals, because there is no regular systematic principles of how to lead a human being. Therefore, in the Vishnu Purana, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was talking with Ramananda Das, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, what is the actual aim of life? Sadhya sadhana. Sadhya and sadhana. What is the aim? Sadhya means what for this human form of life we have got. That is called sadhya. The goal. The goal of life. And sadhana. Sadhana means the activity by which we can attain, we can achieve that goal of life. This is called sadhya sadhana. The Darwin theory, although they are giving some idea of progressive evolution, but he does not know what is the goal of life, why this progress is there. That these rascals, they do not know. And simply, just imagine it, taking some hints from the Padma Purana, Brahma Vaivarta Purana, Asiteng Saturang Chaiva, Jivajatish, Lokthang Stang, Jivajatish. There are 8,400,000 types of Jivajati. Asiteng Saturang Chaiva, Lokthang Stang, Jivajatish. This is already there. Brahman is. In this way, the living entity is wandering in the cycle of transmigration and the soul. So from this, Mr. Darwin might have taken some hints, but he could not explain properly. He could not catch up that Brahman is. Who is wandering? So it is a chaos. So anyway, why this living entity is wandering, not fixed up, So there must be some goal, he's hankering after that. There must be some goal of life. To achieve that goal of life, that is called sadha. Why you are struggling here? For happiness or something, you are struggling. So this question was raised by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the goal of life? Unless there is goal of life, why there is struggle? Why there must be some goal of life? Sadhana. And sadhana. Sadhana means the means by which we can achieve that goal of life. That is called sadhana. Sadhana. So Ramananda Rai quoted, because when there is talk between two learned persons, just like nowadays it has become a fashion, in my opinion, I think in this way. Then what nonsense, why who can think? What is your knowledge? But he is very proud. Everyone writes that. The other day, the Sir Alistair Hardy came. He also said, it is my opinion. Nobody thinks that he is a nonsense number one. What is the value of his opinion? Nobody thinks. But this is a Vedic principle. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was asked by Prakashananda Saraswati that you are a sannyasi, you do not engage yourself in the study of Vedanta, you are simply chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, because sannyasi is supposed to be always reading Vedanta philosophy, especially, and all other philosophies. So what is this that you are chanting? Like a sentimental person. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, yes, my Guru Maharaj, spiritual master, saw me a fool number one. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was known to Prakashananda Saraswati, he was a great learned scholar in his student life. So he is posing himself as a fool number one. So this is the way Chaitanya Charitamrita, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is presenting himself as a Purisher ki thaite muise lobhishta. I am lower than the world of these two. Purisher ki thaite muise lobhishta. Lobhishta means lower. Lowest. Jagai madhai haite muise papishta. Jagai madhai was taken. They are drunkard, swaman hunter, therefore sinful. So Chaitanya Charitamrita says that jagai madhai haite muise papishta. Although, this is the way. Nobody thinks himself as one has become very big man and he has his own opinion to give. This is Prasad. So everyone should think that what is my rank? That is really learning. Humble and meek. Nobody should think that now I have learnt everything. I can surpass everyone. I have become above all rules and regulations. Now I have become paramount. This is lesson. Everyone should always think and fool number one. Therefore the endeavor is gone to become perfect. If we think that now I have become perfect, Paramahansa, then the spiritual regulatory principles will never be followed, and he will fall down. So, here Arjuna also says, the narake niyatanga vasa bhavati iti anusushuma. Krishna, I have heard it from authoritative sources. He never says, Krishna, in my opinion, if it is done like that, then people will go to hell. He does not give his own opinion. He says, it is thus, anusushuma avha. This is called parampara system. Nobody should give his own opinion. He must quote the authoritative statement to support his proposition. So similarly, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, what is the aim of life and how to achieve it? So Ramananda Raya, he did not give his own opinion. That in my opinion, like this. Here also, Arjuna said, it is only Sushuma. I have heard it. Heard it means, Sushuma, means heard from authority. So Ramananda Raya said that real purpose of life, goal of life, is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of God. Just like, as we are citizens, what is our duty? We want to satisfy the authority, the government. When one serves the government nicely in this country, he is recognized as knight, he is recognized as earl, as lord, as so many have got titles. Every country, when a person is a very exalted citizen, then he is recognized by the God. See, if this is the system in our ordinary life, then the aim of life should be to satisfy the Supreme Governor or Supreme God. Very common sense. But they have no Supreme God. They think whatever government we make, that is fine. No. There are so many kingdoms, so many planets. In each planet there is government, there is authority, and above all of them there is the Supreme Authority, Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. This is the Shastri index. There are many controllers. In this planet there is controller, there is another planet. In Brahma is the controller of the whole universe. Just like in our government there is system, one department, several departments is being managed by another director, several director is being managed by another secretary, and the same system. Krishna is the supreme proprietor, Sarvaloka Maheshwara. And he has got many secretaries, assistants. They are called Brahma. So Brahma means the manager of one Brahman universe. And there are millions of Brahmas. Millions, trillions, numberless, ananta koti, jasya prabha prabhato jagadanta koti, koti, koti means as me, jagadanta, jagadanta means inverse, brahmanda or jagadanta, anda means it is egg set, round egg set, that is called anda, brahmanda. Bhu-gol, gol means round. I have heard that before this time, the people were under the impression that this world is square. Is it not? Flat. Flat, yes. But in the Vedic Shastra, millions of years ago, it is mentioned, Bhugo, Gol, Gol means now. Just see. And these Yaskas said formally, people are not intelligent. They are intelligent because they are thinking this world is flat. And those who have spent millions of years ago, it is long, they have listened. You see. Gol, Gol means long. Bhugol. Similarly, Jagadanda, Anna means long. Just like egg. Anna means egg. Jagat Anna, this anywhere is egg shape. And you can see also, the sky is now. This is the wall of this universe. So anyway, so as we are here in this small government, our business is to satisfy the government. You publicly, suppose if you decry the queen, or if you say publicly in a meeting, the queen is a prostitute, then what will be? Immediately you are arrested and punished. In your private house you can say, nobody will hear. But if you say such thing nonsense in public, immediately you will be criminal. Therefore your duty is to respect the king, queen, to abide by the orders of the government, that is your aim of good citizenship. What is the difference between good citizen and outlaw? The difference is, a good citizen is always trying to satisfy the government by abiding the laws given. So therefore our ultimate goal is to satisfy the Supreme God, Krishna. Because Krishna is the Supreme. These universes, they are Krishna's kingdom. There are many kingdoms, just like we have got many universes within this material world. Similarly, there are many spiritual planets in the spiritual world. These are common sense after why people will not understand. Therefore, our business is to satisfy Krishna, to become perfect. Satisfy Krishna. Vishnu Aradhyate. So how Vishnu Aradhyate? This is the philosophy. Nothing we do sattva thing in Vishnu. You suppose in an office you are immediate boss, some superintendent of the office, you follow his order. Although he is not final, above the superintendent of the office, there is another secretary, above the secretary there is another director, above the director there is managing director. These are common sense. Similarly, there are many, many controllers. But the supreme controller is Krishna. And Vishnu. So it is common sense that our aim of life is to satisfy the Supreme Lord, Vishnu or Krishna. This is common sense. Is there any other reasoning? Then why you should satisfy? No? You have to satisfy. So this is Vaishnavism. One who wants to satisfy Vishnu, he is called Vishnu. That is Vaishnavism. Vishnu means the Supreme Lord. So everything is arranged to satisfy the Lord Vishnu. So where from it begins? The cats and dogs, they can be trained up for satisfying Vishnu? No. There is no personality. They are dogs, animals. They are simply busy with four principles of life. Eating, sleeping, sex life, and business. That's all. They cannot be trained up that you become very obedient to Lord Vishnu, become a devotee, manmana bhava manhapta, madhyadhi, maam namaskuru, you become the devotee of Krishna. No, that is not possible. Therefore, it is said that manushanam, manushanam, it is the duty of the manusha, not of the dog. Manushyam. Utsanna kula dharmana manushanam. So, human life has got a great responsibility. If you become like cats and dogs, then utsanna, everything is destroyed. Utsanna kula dharmana. They have no family. They don't care for any rules and regulations. Utsama, everything destroyed. Jaganna guna vittishtha. No family life, no taking bath, no washing, nothing at all. Irresponsible. I've seen it in Amsterdam. What is that path? Horrible. Exactly. This what was spoken by Arjuna 5,000 years ago, it is now happening. Utsanna, all destroyed. Finished. Kula dharmana, no family life. Therefore, for human beings, it is the duty to understand his position, and it is his duty to satisfy the Supreme Lord. This is the whole plan. Therefore, Ramananda Raya quoted the verse from Vishnu Purana. The varnasama sarvatanga purushena parapramam Vishnu aradhya. Because the aim is to satisfy Vishnu, to become Vaishnava. To become Brahmana is also a lower status. You will hear from the Chaitanya Chaitanya that our Madhavendra Puri was installed in deities. So there are many Brahmanas, caste Brahmanas, born in. So in order to give charge of worship to those Brahmanas, he initiated them to become Vaishnavas. Because without becoming Vaishnava, nobody has that right to worship Vishnu. Vishnu will not accept anything from anyone unless he is devotee. And Vishnu is poverty stricken that he has come to take from you. He cannot eat, he has no eating means. No. He agrees to accept our offering just on the basis of love. The Vaishnava loves Vishnu, and Vishnu agrees to accept any foodstuff. Patram pushtam phalam kuryam yumi bhaktya prajacchati. The bhakti is meant not your palatable dish. Vishnu is quite competent to prepare 1,000 times better palatable dishes than we can offer. But the real thing is bhakti. So Vishnu aradhana means Vishnu, that should be the aim of human life. Vishnu aradhana means one must become a Vaishnava. And Vaishnava means regulated love. Not destroy everything. Finish. To become hawk. That is not Vaishnava. Vaishnava means regulated. Aim to how to satisfy Vishnu. So whole Vedic scheme is there. how to satisfy Vishnu. Therefore it is said, the Usanna Puradharmanam Manushanam. In the human life, if they do not follow the regulative principles of family life, family tradition, and systematic arrangement of whole division of the societies, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, in this way, we can satisfy the Supreme Lord. Our aim is to satisfy the Supreme Lord. And this can be done perfectly if we follow the regulative principles of jati dharma, kula dharma.